ओम शांति। गुड इवनिंग ऑल ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स ऑल ओवर द ग्लोब। Today,
Rajdhani, बच्चों को देख रहे।
Today, Bab Dada is seeing all his Raj Dulare, which means very beautiful term, Raj Dulare, royal, specially beloved children. Today, Bab Dada is seeing all his Raj Dulare, who are royal, specially beloved children everywhere. A handful out of multi-millions receive this special affection from God. With this godly affection, Bab Dada has made each child Bab Dada has made each child a master of three thrones. The first one, so Baba is mentioning the three thrones. The first one is the throne of the forehead, of the right to self-sovereignty. The first one is the throne of the forehead, of the right to self-sovereignty. The second is Bab Dada's heart throne, and the third is the throne of the right to the kingdom of the world. The father has given these three thrones to his loving Dulare, that is affectionate children. So Baba has given us three thrones. By having these three thrones in your awareness all the time, each child has spiritual intoxication. So each child has spiritual intoxication by having these three thrones in their awareness all the time. So,
for single day,
So, all of you children, remain happy on seeing the inheritance you receive from the Father, do you not? The song automatically keeps playing in your heart, does it not? Wah, Baba, wah. This song automatically keeps playing in your heart, does it not? Wah, Baba, wah, wah, my fortune, wah. What you had never even dreamt of, that you have received in your practical life, what you had never even dreamt of, that you have received in your practical life. Together with the throne, at this confluence age, Bap Dada, Bap Dada, at this confluence age, together with the throne, Bap Dada has made you experience the flying stage through the double crown. Bap Dada has made you experience the flying stage through the double crown. Bap Dada, Bap Dada, Bap Dada was seeing the royalty of purity. Of double crowned children everywhere. Bap Dada was seeing the royalty of purity of the double crowned children everywhere. He was seeing the double-crowned children everywhere. Today, Bap Dada checked the speed of effort of all the children everywhere. Today, Bap Dada checked the speed of effort of all the children everywhere because all of you can see and also know the speed of time, because all of you can see and also know the speed of time. So Bap Dada was seeing Bap Dada was seeing the inheritance of the fortune of the kingdom that each one has received from the Father. That is, he was seeing your kingdom. your future attainment. Your future attainment. The sanskars that all of you have, the sanskars that all of you will have in the future, in a natural way. The sanskars that all of you will have in the future in a natural way and will be part of your nature should be experienced now for a long period of time, because these sanskars will create the new sansar, that is the new world. And the new world is being created with the new sanskars of all of you. You are experiencing the specialities of the new world, are you not? You do have the intoxication of what there will be in your kingdom, do you not? Your heart says, our kingdom, our new world is about to come. You have the intoxication of what there will be in your kingdom, do you not? Your heart says, our kingdom, our new world is about to come. So Bab Dada was seeing to what extent the specialities of the new world have emerged in the effort making lives of the children. So Bab Dada was saying to what extent the specialities of the new world have emerged in the effort making lives of the children. You already know. You already know what the new sanskars and the specialities of the new sansar or world are. Sansar means world. So the specialities of the new world, that is new sansar, have emerged in the intellects of all of you children. You know them, do you not? The specialities of the new world have emerged in the intellect of all the children, is it not? You know them, do you not? You remember them and you know them. The first speciality, now check to what extent each speciality. So now check to what extent each speciality has emerged in me. So first speciality, the first speciality is the main speciality is of one kingdom. This is a speciality of your kingdom, so one kingdom. The main speciality is of one kingdom, so just as there is naturally only one kingdom there, there is no other kingdom there. In the same way, look at your confluence-aged life. As to whether there is just one kingdom in your life or not. So just as there is one kingdom there, so check and look at your confluence-aged life as to whether there is just one kingdom in your life or not. Or is there sometimes another kingdom too? If while moving along together with the kingdom of the self, there is also the kingdom of Maya, if they go together, then would you have the sanskars of one kingdom? So check from one kingdom, hope there isn't another kingdom also ruling at the same time. Is there? Is it the kingdom of God's Srimat alone, or is there sometimes the suppression by Maya? Is it the kingdom of God Srimat alone, or is there sometimes suppression by Maya? There isn't Maya's kingdom in your heart, is there? So check this. Check your chart in this aspect. That now at the confluence age, is it God's kingdom alone, or does Maya also suppress you? So this is what you have to check. Is it just one God's kingdom, or does Maya also suppress you? Have you checked this? Check it right now. You check your chart, do you not? So If there are two kingdoms even now, so if there are two kingdoms even now, then how would you claim a right to one kingdom? So even now there should be just one kingdom, God's kingdom. So if there's Maya's kingdom is suppressing you, then how can you claim the right to one kingdom? Are the dictates of Maya mixed with Srimad? Are the dictates of Maya mixed with Srimad? So in this way you check your one kingdom. And now the second thing, is there one religion? So first was one kingdom, and now Baba is speaking about one religion. There will be one kingdom and also one religion. Religion means your dharana, your inculcations. Dharma means dharana. So religion, dharma means dharana. So what is your special dharana? So what is your special dharana? It is the dharana of purity. It is the dharana of purity. That is your real dharma. So the dharana of purity. So check. So check has the nature of purity, has the nature of purity become constantly natural in your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections? Has the nature of purity become constantly natural in your thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections? Just as in your kingdom, just as there in your kingdom, just as in your kingdom there will be the religion that is dharana of purity naturally. In the same way, so their purity will be naturally, in the same way has the dharana of purity at this time become natural and part of your nature? Has the dharana purity at this time become natural and part of your nature? Just as there will be purity in a natural way, you know that your eternal form and your original form is, you know that your eternal form and your original form is purity. So check, is the one religion that is purity natural in me or not? So check, is the one religion that is purity natural in me or not? Nature works even when you don't want it to, doesn't it? Nature works even when you don't want it to, is it? Isn't it? What do some children say in their heart-to-heart conversations? They say very, very sweet things. They say, I don't want it, I don't want to, but sometimes, I don't want to, but sometimes the trace of purity emerges in my thoughts or in my words. So I don't want that, but then sometimes the trace of impurity emerges in my thoughts or in my words. Why this happens? This happens because there are the sanskars of many births. Because there are the sanskars of many births. So one religion means that the dharana of purity should be natural and part of your nature. Sometimes, even if there is force in your words, that is when you speak forcefully. And what you say then? Well, that was an anger because I became a little bit forceful. It wasn't anger. I became forceful. So what is that force? So what is that force if you became forceful? It is a child of anger, is it not? So that speaking forcefully, it is a child of nature, it is a child of anger, is it not? So when will the sanskars of one religion, that is purity, become natural? So check. But along with checking, now also bring about change in the powers you have received from the Father. Now Bab Dada is at least drawing your attention in advance. Beforehand. If you make intense effort to check and then change, there is a margin to change. But after some time, the board of suddenly, suddenly the board of too late definitely has to be put up. At that time, don't say then that Baba didn't warn you. Don't say this. This is why the time for making effort has now passed, but you still have time to make intense effort. So time for making effort, slowly has passed, but you still have time to make intense effort. So check. But do not just check alone. Also bring about change at the same time. Some check themselves. But they do not have the power to change themselves. They do check themselves, but they do not have the power to change themselves. Therefore, checking and change should both take place simultaneously. Check and change both should happen simultaneously. What is the self-respect? Or what is the praise of all of you? What is your self-respect? What is the self-respect? Or what is the praise of all of you? Or what is your title? Your title is Master Almighty Authority. That is the one with all powers. Are you a master with all powers? Or do you have just some powers? Those who say that they are masters with all powers, raise your hand. Acha. All of you are Master Almighty Authority. Okay, congratulations. However, what can be said if you are masters with all powers and are still not able to bring about change in yourself? What can be said if you wish to change your own sanskars and your nature but are still not able to change them? You wish to change your sanskars and nature, but you are still not able to change them. Then what will you be called? So ask yourself, am I a master with some powers, or am I a master with all powers? When a master with all powers has the thought, when a master with all powers has the thought, I have to do this, I have to do this. When a master with all powers has this thought, then it is already accomplished, is it not? Then there will not be at the thought, I don't know if it will happen, I will see about it, or I cannot do this. These thoughts shouldn't come. So now, according to the time, according to the time, the result should be that, the result should be that whatever thoughts you have, the thought and then becoming that form, the thought and then becoming that form should both take place at the same time. The thought of becoming and really becoming that form, both should take place at the same time. Bab Dada saw Bab Dada saw that even now there is carelessness and royal laziness. Bab Dada saw that even now there is carelessness and royal laziness. The royal laziness is, it will happen, it will happen. I will become that. So what is royal laziness? It will happen. I will become that. I will reach there. So this is the language of procrastination. The language of procrastination, which says, it will happen, I will become that, I will reach there. And what is carelessness? Carelessness is, I'm doing it. It is the language of giving excuses. So carelessness is language of giving excuses, reasons. And royal laziness is language of procrastination. This has to happen and this has to be done. That's what you should think. However, there's a difference in your saying and doing. Bab Dada continues to smile on seeing one scene. Bab Dada continues to smile on seeing one scene. What scene must have Bab Dada seen? Baba saw a scene, he's seeing it even now. What do you say? Let me do this first. let me do this first. If I do this first, then I will be able to move forward very well. There is the attitude of wanting others to change, but in some cases, the attitude for self-transformation is a little bit less. We want someone else to change first and we say, let him do it first. No, then I'll do it. So, Bab Dada smiles on seeing the children thinking like that. There is the attitude of wanting others to change. But in some cases, the attitude for self-transformation is a little bit less. So, now change the attitude of looking at others. Change the attitude of looking at others. If you want to look at others, see their specialities. If you want to look at others, see their specialities. This happens anyway. This continues anyway. This one also does this and that. You know, this is what we think about others. Now, now reduce this feeling of seeing others. Reduce this feeling. Instead, look at yourself and keep the Father in front of you. Look at yourself and keep the Father in front of you. It doesn't matter who it is, whether someone is a Maharathi or he is in the middle level. In their efforts, they are all transforming one or another weakness. Everyone is making effort to transform his weakness. Therefore, see Father. Just see Father. See double Father. That is Father Brahma and Father Shiva. So see double Father. Look at Father Brahma. Look at Father Shiva. So don't see anyone else. The Father has seated you on his heart throne, and you also have made the Father sit on your heart throne. So the Father has seated you on his heart throne, and you have also made the Father sit on your heart throne. Your slogan is "See Father," is it not? There is no slogan "See Sister" or "See Brother." No, just "See Father." That's the slogan. Even now, there is one or another weakness in everyone. So everyone has one or the other weakness. However, if you want to look at others, see their specialities. If you want to look at others, see their specialities. Do not look at their weaknesses, because that is what they are removing from themselves. They are making efforts for that. So see only the specialities. Secondly, in your kingdom, you do remember your kingdom, do you not? One kingdom, one religion. So you do remember your kingdom, do you not? It was your kingdom yesterday, and it will be your kingdom tomorrow. Your kingdom has clearly entered your intellect and is in your eyes, is it not? How have you counted how many times you have ruled the kingdom? Have you counted how many times you have ruled the kingdom? You have ruled countless times, is it not? So as soon as you speak about it, that is, you speak about your kingdom, that kingdom comes in front of you. That kingdom comes in front of you, does it not? Your form of having a right to the kingdom and your elevated kingdom, it is as though in your kingdom, it is as though law and order are naturally in your kingdom. Law and order are naturally working. So, law and order are naturally working in your kingdom. All of you have the sanskars of being knowledgeful. You know what law is and what order is. Similarly, look at your life. Are you working under the Father's orders, or do you sometimes work under the orders of Maya? So law and order means to work under the Father's orders. So look at your life. Are you working under the Father's orders, or do you sometimes work under the orders of Maya? Sometimes you don't follow the dictates of others and the dictates of your own mind instead of following Srimat, do you? And what is law? So that was order, and now what is law? Law is to be a carefree emperor. Law is to be a carefree emperor. There is no worry, because you have all attainments. So that's the law, a carefree emperor, as you have all attainments. Similarly, also check in your elevated life of the confluence age whether you have all the attainments that the Father has given you. So check in your elevated life of the confluence age whether you have all the attainments that the Father has given you. These are like prasad. You know, the attainments, they are like prasad, and holy pure food offered to God. That God, from God you have received, and there is so much importance of prasad. So you have attained as Prabhu Prasad all the attainments from the Father. There is importance of Prabhu Prasad, means the offering given by God. It is an inheritance too. It is a right, and it is also prasad. So check, am I full of law and order? So check, am I full of law and order? So understand what is law and what is order. So am I full of law and order? Am I complete in both? Am I full in them? Bap Dada was saying, that the majority of you, Bap Dada was saying that the majority of you have received the power of transformation. And if that power of transformation is used at the right time, in your task, then there is no effort. Oh, look, all of you have experienced that if any of you are ever defeated by Maya in any way, all of you experience that if any of you are ever defeated by Maya in any way, all of you say in your lectures, and you also conduct classes, don't you, by saying that these two words can make you fall and that they can also make you ascend. They can make you descend, fall, and they can also make you ascend. Two words, and you know these two words, which can make you rise, which can make you fall. Those two words are I and mine. I and mine. You say this in your lectures, do you not? And you also conduct classes, I and mine. You tell about it, don't you? Bap Dada also hears these classes. What do you say? That we have to finish this I and mine. So now with the power of transformation, whenever you use these two words, when you say I so and so, or I am a Brahman, but who am I? Or I am so and so, I am this, I am that. But who am I? Bap Dada has given you so many titles of respect, of self-respect. Bap Dada has given you many titles of self-respect. Whenever you use the word I, also say one or another title of self-respect with you. That is, bring that in your intellect. As soon as you say the word I, you also remember your self-respect. And when you say mine, you should remember Baba, my Baba. If this, this should become your natural awareness. I, a peaceful soul, a lawful soul, so use your self-respect. And my Baba, simply bring about this transformation. And secondly, generally when you come into relationship and connection with others, when you come into relationship and connection with others, Maya comes through two words. Maya comes through two words. One is intention, bhav, and the other is bhavna, feeling. Bhav and bhavna. So whenever you say the word bhav, that is intention, and whenever you say bhavna, so whenever you speak the word or think of bhav, then remember the spiritual intention. And when you speak or say, bhavna, pure feelings or good wishes, then remember pure feelings. So bhav means spiritual intention, and bhavna means pure feelings. Transform the meaning of these words. What is your title? You are world transformers, are you not? You are world transformers. Can word transformers not transform these two words, I and mine and bhav and bhavna? Can you not transform these two words too? So try this and see, using the power of transformation at the right time. So try this and see, using the power of transformation at the right time. It comes afterwards when the situation has passed and your mind doesn't like it and your mind begins to think about it. However, the time has passed by. You think about it only later on. So the time has passed by. This is why This is why This is why there is now a need for fast speed all the time, not just sometimes. There is the need of fast speed, for a fast speed always, not sometimes. Do not think that you remain fine for most of the time. For Bab Dada has already told you that there is no guarantee of the final moments. There is no guarantee of the final moments. There is going to be the game of suddenly. So there is no guarantee of the final moments when they'll come. It will come suddenly. Some children even tell the father very sweet things. Some children even tell the father very sweet things. They say, when the time goes into the extreme, a little more, then there will be disinterest anyway. Disinterest will come when time becomes extreme. So at the time of disinterest, my speed will become fast by itself. This is what they tell Baba. However, Bab Dada has said, that you need to make effort over a long period. So it should be long period, long time effort. If the effort is over a short time, then the reward you receive will also be for a short time. You will not create the reward for the full 21 births. The reward will be only for a short time. So always remember three words of Bab Dada. Suddenly, which are those three words? Suddenly, second, ever ready, and thirdly, long period of time. Keep all these three words in your intellect all the time. Suddenly, ever ready, and long period. Anyone's final moment can be anywhere at any time. Anyone's final moment can be anywhere at any time. Even now, see how many Brahmins are departing. Did they know that they would go? Did they know that they would go? So many Brahmins are departing. This is why you definitely have to claim the inheritance of the full 21 births. You definitely have to claim the inheritance of the full 21 births by making effort over a long period of time. Keep this intense effort in your awareness. keep this intense effort in your awareness, first number and first birth in your own kingdom. This is this you have to remember, that I have to be first number and I have to come in my kingdom in the first birth. So what have you thought? You want to come in the first birth, do you not? In what would there be pleasure? In the first birth or in any birth? Those who feel that they should also have a part with Sri Krishna in the first birth in their kingdom, they raise their hands. So they are raising their hand. They want to be the first birth in the first kingdom with Sri Krishna. Achcha. So apart, seeing all hands raised, Babas, please, you can clap. So they are clapping that they all will come in the first birth with Sri Krishna at the beginning. So Baba is saying, you may clap. Baba is happy to see you raising your hands. Congratulations to all for coming in the first birth. However, but, Baba always uses the word but. Should Baba tell you? Should Baba tell you why but? He should not, should he? You have to come first. So if you have to come first, then why should Baba tell you something else? So you're all coming first. You have to come first. So why should Baba tell you other things? It is good. All those who have come, you have to come in the first birth. And they are clapping, yes, we will all come in the first birth. You have applauded for the first birth and the first stage. So you definitely have to create the first stage. If you have clapped for the first birth and first stage, so you definitely have to create that first stage. I have to create my first stage. So those who have the determined thought that you have to go fast, no matter what obstacles there may be, for the obstacles should not remain obstacles. They should not remain obstacles. They should change their form to victory. They should change their form of victory in front of the destroyers of obstacles. Because all of you are destroyers of obstacles, is it not? What is your title? Destroyers of obstacles. So even if obstacles do come, they will come to play games. But you should recognize them from a distance. They will come in a royal form. They will come in a royal form. But you, destroyers of obstacles, will know from a distance what games they are playing. This is why. So you are destroyed of obstacles and you know from a distance what games they are playing and creating obstacles, but you can destroy them from a distance. So this is why Bab Dada also wants all the children to return home together. No one should remain behind. Bab Dada doesn't enjoy himself without the children. Bab Dada feels lonely, you know, when he's without the children. So he doesn't want the children to stay back. He wants all to come to home, to the soul world. This is why Bab Dada also wants all the children to return together. No one should remain behind. So never allow your determination to become weak. You have to do this. Do not use the language of gay, gay. Gay, gay means I will do it sometime. I will do it. I'll see about it. It will happen. Just wait and see. So in Hindi, say gay, gay. Do not say these things. Determination is the key to success. Never lose this key. Maya is also very clever. She finds the key. The key is determination. But Maya finds the key, and you must therefore look after this key very well. So determination is the key. Don't allow Maya to take it away. So now check. You have to imbibe the sanskars for your kingdom from now. You have to imbibe the sanskars for your kingdom from now. Do not say, I will do it. One is gege and the other is toto. Toto means giving reasons and excuses. If this will happen, then that will happen. If this doesn't, then this, that won't. So giving excuses and reasons. So remove these words from your Brahmin dictionary, gege and toto. Then. Okay, even if you do see someone's weakness, all are effort makers. Otherwise they would leave Brahmin life if they were not effort makers. They would just leave Brahmin life if they did not want to make efforts. It is because they are effort makers that they are moving along in Brahmin life, is it not? For instance, some say that they are perfectly fine, but because others do something, that becomes an obstacle in front of them. If that one would not do that, or if that one change, then I will also change. However, the father has given you a slogan in advance. What slogan has father given you? I have to change myself and then change others. I have to change. I have to change. Not that I will change when the other one changes. No. You were told, change your bhav and bhavana. Change your bhav and bhavana. Bhav means intentions of the soul, and bhavana means feelings, pure feelings. Just try it and see. Do not become tired thinking, I have tried having so many good wishes, but he doesn't change. Don't say that. Or say that he's never going to change. If you say he's never going to change, it is like a bad omen for that person. That one is never going to change. To emerge from your lips of you Brahmins, is that a blessing? This one is never going to change. What blessing do Brahmins give? Whatever support you are able to give, give the support of good wishes. Otherwise, just step away. If you cannot give the support of good wishes, just step away. Don't interfere. Don't come in between. Do not keep it in your heart. Give them blessings of pure feelings. Do not say any other words. Just give pure feelings. blessings of pure feelings. This is one thing that you do and the other. Should Baba tell you what you do? Today Bab Dada checked very well. What is the other thing you do? This happens all the time. This one is also doing that. And so what does it matter if I do the same? This one is also doing that. I will also do it. What matters if I do the same as he is doing? Is this being sensible? When someone is falling into a well, that you also try and do the same? Bab Dada is giving you one thing as homework for your efforts till 18th January. Bab Dada is giving you one thing as homework for your efforts for 18th January. Will you do it? Will you do it? Raise your hand. Those who will do it by 18th January. No matter what happens, if I have to, even if I have to change, accommodate or step away, I will change. Say, I will change. Did you raise your hands? Sure. Or will you say that you tried a great deal but it didn't happen? Do not give this reply, because there are now going to be many games of suddenly, and Bab Dada doesn't want a single child to be left behind. Not even a single child should be left behind. They should go with him. So firstly, if someone is not changing, but if you have good wishes and still they are not changing, then you change yourself. In spite of having good wishes, that one doesn't change, but you change yourself. Do not say, I had to do this because that one said this or did this. You do that with the intention of teaching someone, but in fact, you are seeing weaknesses. Therefore, bhav and bhavna, spiritual intention and good wishes. You say the words, so bhav and bhavna, spiritual intention and good wishes for everyone. You say the words, this happens all the time, that one continues to do this. I am moving along, am I not? So what does it matter if I do the same? So when the father returns home, will you say, that one is staying behind, so let me also stay behind? Will you say that then? Now if you are saying, that one is doing it, so I will also do it. But at the end, when father returns home, will you say that that one is staying behind, so let me also stay behind? What does it matter? Will you say that? So see the father and the transformation of bhav and bhavna. Change that. See the father and change your bhav and bhavna. When you have good wishes for the five elements, when you have good wishes for the five elements, can you not have good wishes for the Brahmin family? So, finish the words, this happens all the time, this continues to happen. You have to finish these words. I have to show this by changing myself. If I change myself, others will also change. They will definitely change. Continue to move along with this faith and good wishes, and then see how quickly your kingdom comes. So for this 18th January, imbibe two things for all time. Imbibe two things for all time. Bab Dada is not telling you to simply write it and send it to him in the subtle region. Bab Dada has many files of your promises in writing already. He already has many promises in writing of yours, many files which you have sent before in the subtle regions. So not a promise, but you have to imbibe these two things in the form of determined thought. Not just make a promise, but determined thought. Is this okay, teachers? Baba speaking to teachers. Teachers, you are going to do this, are you not? Acha. And mothers, raise your hand. Will you do this? Raise your hands high. Pandavs, raise your hand. Pandavs, raise your hand. Pandavs, raise your hand. Pandavs are also raising their hand. Good, good. Bab Dada will continue to look every day. It doesn't take Bab Dada long to see everything. Is it all right? Acha. It's a turn of Bhopal zone. Bhopal zone. Bhopal zone, turn of Bhopal zone. So Bhopal zone is there. So this is the Murli of 2008. You know, Moini Ben is there, Janki Dadi is there, Dadi Prakash Mani not there, but others are there. So Bhopal, it's a turn of Bhopal zone to serve. So whenever Bab Dada, so Bhopal zone has come in great numbers. See, so many have come, at least 4,000 have come from Bhopal. Whenever Bab Dada sees any child from any zone, he sees them with the vision that each child is one who is going to become something. Is going to become something. Some new children also, by themselves, in an incognito way, are performing very good wonders of service. Although Bab Dada may not receive the news, but he knows how some show wonders. So you do show wonders. You did very good service in the beginning. You began that. Bab Dada remembers it. Now perform some wonders. Perform some wonders. You will do that, will you not? Yes, you will. It is good. It is good. The numbers are increasing. Service is increasing. Every zone receives very good golden chance for service. The father is pleased, and all of you also take a chance with happiness. It's good Bab Dada is pleased. He is pleased seeing the expansion.
Baba Jagat Devi.
There are double foreigners too. Now, double foreigners, wherever you are, this is for you. All double foreigners. Stand up, even the youth, there must be, there was youth retreat at that time, so youth too, stand up. So see yourself if you are there, youth, everyone, on behalf of everyone, Bab Dada is congratulating the double effort making children. Bab Dada is congratulating the double effort making children. All of you have become the decoration of Madhuban. You have become the decoration of Madhuban. So congratulations to the decoration of Madhuban. Really, you know, Madhuban is missing on the double foreigners. Otherwise, there would be so many double foreigners here. But this time, you're not able to come. So, decoration of Madhuban, come. So, congratulations to the decoration of Madhuban. Now, prepare such a group that is always steady and constant. Stable. They should not be those who do everything sometimes. Let them be that constantly. Prepare such a group which does everything constantly. Let the word sada all the time, sada, be so firm that you are ignorant of what sometimes means in your effort. This sometimes word should be, you should become ignorant of that word sometimes. While you are moving along, the word sada, always, should also be in a practical form in every subject. Such a group can be prepared abroad and also in this land. You can raise a small group or a big group can be created, but such a group can be created anywhere. Will you prepare such a group? Double effort making children, have the habit. You have this habit of demonstrating something by doing practically what you think of. So whatever you think of, you do that practically. So demonstrate this by doing it. A group which says sada, that is always in their effort-making stage, not sometimes. So demonstrate this by doing it. Acha. Okay, you may sit down. Now Bab is giving Yaad Pyar. To all the lovely and lucky children from everywhere who have determined thoughts and who do something practically as soon as they think of it. They don't say, I will do it, I will see about it, but they do it as soon as they think of it. those who are constantly destroyers of attachment. To those who are constantly destroyers of attachment, they are free from attachment, not just in their relationships, but there is also no attachment to the consciousness of the body or arrogance of the body. To such children who are destroyers of attachment and are ever ready, to those who constantly put their hand in the Father's hand of Srimad, those who fly with the Father, those who fly with the Father and who will come into their kingdom with Father Brahma, who will come into their kingdom with Father Brahma, to such fast effort-making children who are in their flying stage, please accept lots and lots of blessings and love and remembrance from Bhat Dada and Namaste to the children who are the masters, and Namaste to the children who are the masters. So Baba is taking lead now. Ago, Baba spoke this murli. And now we have to check, Baba said this 13 years ago, so to what extent am I really able to fulfill Bab Dada's hopes? Okay, now the seniors will speak. So, we're all going to return home with Baba, and we will come in the new world with Brahma Baba and rule in the kingdom. So, Baba congratulated all the children, and therefore, we have to be ever ready and long time practice there should be. We are Master Almighty authorities and we have to stay in that stage. And now Madhurvani group is going to sing a very beautiful song. Bhopal zone, turn it was, Baba also praise the Gopal zone, Baba praise the teachers, Baba praise the double foreigners. Madhurvani group, a
एक बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहा है। सभी भाई बहने बैठे रहेंगे, हॉल में बैठे हुए सब भाई बहनों को टोली बांटने वाले टोली बांटना।
ओके, आई टेक लीव
and
I request the other sister to come and continue with the translation. Thank you. Om Shanti. Good night from here in Madhuban, from my side. We'll meet again when there's next meeting with Bab Dada. Waiting for the other sister to come. Baba, we will continue to follow Srimad and move forward. Baba, you are still sustaining us with your awake form, and you will continue to sustain us in this way. Baba, we will continue to meet in Shantivan in this way. You will keep on coming in this way, and we will continue to meet the whole of confluence age. Baba, you will also continue to give us this experience all the time. This is why Baba's children are increasing in all the time. More and more souls are coming to Baba because you are continuing to give us sustenance in this way. Baba, you have given us so much love. You have blessed us with so many blessings. You have filled our aprons. With so many virtues. Baba, you have given us so much happiness. Baba, how fortunate I am for having received so much from you. So Muni Ben is here, Nirvair Bhai is here. Muni Ben just had a bypass surgery of her heart. And she's okay, coming back to her original form. Nirvair Bhai is also getting better. He is nearly back to his original form, and today he's going to speak. Going to share her feelings. She has passed a very big test and is here with us today. We all clap for Muni Ben.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Pyare Baba ki chhatr chhaya, pyare daadiyon ki chhatr chhaya.
Under Bab Dada's canopy of protection, the canopy of the Dadis, I have passed in this paper, in this test, and I am back in Madhuban. All the whole Brahmin family of this land and foreign lands, everything just turned from the gallows to just a prick of a thorn. Everything went very well. Baba has made this body all right, and now I'm back on service. First doctors told me that you'll have to do a bypass surgery. But let me tell you, truly there was so much help from Baba. So many blessings from the whole family that I didn't think of anything of what is going to happen, how it will happen. I just surrendered my mind to Baba, my body to Baba, and said, Baba, you do what you want to do. Baba, you may keep me as you want me as you keep me, I'm ready for that. I'm ready to do whatever you say to me. So I became totally carefree, totally without any other thoughts. And I feel Baba's canopy of love and protection, and also the love and protection of the seniors as well as the whole Brahmin family. I'm okay now, and I am now back in Shantivan, and I'm on duty again. Whatever service I will be told to do, I'll be ready for that. So thanks to all of you also and your good wishes. You did special yoga for me, for my quick recovery, and may feel so much courage in me that today I'm back in Baba's home, and I'm absolutely okay now. Om Shanti. Thank you. So, Nibin expressed her feelings to all of us. Now, I request Brother Nirvairji to share his feelings, and then Brijmohan Bhai. And now I request this sister to continue translation, as I have to go up the mountain. Thank you. Om Shanti.
After Munnidhi Bhai's quick recovery, you have please clap for today's this organization, very very special Bhopal Zone's brothers and sisters. Very, very, very thank you and good wishes. Clap for yours. Bhopal Zone by today and previous time also, too much nice sevas they have given. And today again Baba, too much fulfilled with his preaching words, to how much long the murli, after 1 hour more. So all of you, but I hold all the foreigners, yes, the Baba is remembered you. I told them to stand, precious, she alone stands, what she will do? Saint Peter's works, she is came.
Silently.
Second meetings of Baba's, from bottom of heart, Baba is giving good wishes, so much knowledge fulfilled. Today's Murli is filled with too much knowledge. We have to say, this is revised course, but then we have to listen. Baba is in front of saying us, Avdesh Didi, I am right, too much Badhai Ho. Madhuban's visit, very very hearty thanks. You have to make your lucky. You have to make own refreshment, and you have to feel new and more charge from Baba's wordings. Due to them, you have to make the seva. Baba is giving too much blessings, good wishes. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Nalbir Bhaiji. Respected Brij Mohan brother. He will continue his blessings. As usual, Bab Dada is told your blessings and shook words in front of everyone. Om Shanti. Meethe Baba, Pyare Baba, love you to dear Baba, all the dear sisters, brothers, too much we have to be energized. Dear Baba, all the storms removed from our children, just like in the Shastras, he is told, Jamuna River is given the path, one small way to give 1,000s of blessings to our children and foreign countries also, the Baba give the blessings. We have to tell that we all are accepted. Baba is always remembered us. See, in our world, one religion, one month. Baba is established. Maya, how they have to be made to us, but always the children are not moved here and there. All the children are Pitma Vinashak. One country, one world. Baba is last 80 years continuously burnt. And in this yajna, this is the experience of Baba is convinced everyone by the Krishna's birth. So in this way, continuously he is going, past going is going, continuously doing. One religion, one country, one world. Two words he is given. Good words, good thinking. Baba is always through his words, preachings, sayings. Continuously he is doing. In our this world. This is directed 5,000 years ago. Today also we reached in this diamond hall. Diamond hall is polished here, energized here, continuously moving here. We have to fill it with full energy, with enthusiasm. In Satyug also we have to be live together. All you have a good wishes. You have to clap for yourselves. Hall is filled with your clapping. At least your voice, at least your Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Now all of you sit in a silence and you have to do meditation. All the sevadharis, you have to be here and you have to keep chairs on the proper place and you have to help the karamcharis for the cleaning.
सबको सुखी बनाना है।